Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hi, everybody. Listening to The Thing Is. I'm Shannon. Thanks for coming back to join us.
Do you like ghosts and ghosts? Do you have fights and fights? And do you have bad days, days? Do you like ghosts and ghosts?
Oh, the thing is. Oh, oh, the thing is.
Thing is, oh, oh.
Am I on? There we go. Hey, guys. This is Shannon. You're listening to The Thing Is. Thanks for coming back to join us. I am here, as always, with my hilarious co-host, Meg Figs.
What's up, Shanny? Happy to be back.
Yes, we're drinking here.
We're drinking today. It's a hot, sunny day.
It is hot out. It's freezing in here, though. But yeah. I'm gonna put the air back on, guys, in just a second. I just have to stop freezing. While there was a slight hiccup in the beginning, but that does give me the chance to welcome a new member to our team in the booth, replacing Natalie. Jorge. Welcome
Jorge.
To the team, Jorge.
Jorge the whore. Hey, buddy. Wait, what happened? Is Natalie just sick today?
No. She is. She's moving on to a different position. I don't know if that's been publicly announced.
Good for
but
her.
Yes, but she's still here.
Good for her.
Just not here at the moment.
Okay.
And then one other thing I want to say before we introduce our guest is I should have looked up the name beforehand, but I didn't. But congratulations to Maddie on having his baby girl.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Yes. I just saw a picture of him with the baby in the hospital. So congratulations to Maddie.
That's fantastic. Baby girl, too.
Baby girl,
amazing.
Yeah. I feel like that, never mind. I'm not going to say that.
what were you going to say?
Spill the tea. It doesn't always add up, but my theory is, and I don't, Maddie is not like a womanizer, but what jumped into my mind is that men that are like shitty men to women usually have girls. This is also when I had a dig at you. And it's also, if this were true, Lewis wouldn't have
a boy. Lewis would have eight girls.
That wasn't a dig at you, Harrington. Oh, I thought you were going to respond. Okay.
Harrington's so stoned right now. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
No. That was the first time it processed for me where I was like, oh, yeah, that actually does make a ton of sense.
There are a lot of people it makes sense for. Just those two. Yeah, just not the Lewis part. Maybe the next one. Maybe that's why he has to have like another little girl. Mm-hmm. Okay. Rejoining us today, it is a comedian, and I'm so excited to have her back on to hear her amazing stories. Felicia Gillespie.
Thank you. Yeah.
I have to like manually fix it in my head every time before I say it because I want to say Felicia Gillespie.
Yeah. Everybody does, yeah.
I'm so dumb. Like I can't read. I was like, Felicia Giuseppe? She's on the show tonight. That's cool. I might know her.
It's a lifelong curse, but I've accepted it, so I'm good.
Do you correct Felicia's?
I've stopped.
Okay.
No, I just don't. And then they get mad at me when they find out that they've been doing it. And they're like, you bitch, why didn't you tell them? I'm like, it's not worth it.
It's close enough.
Yeah.
Before we get into the stories, there are two things that I want to talk about quickly. The first thing is we talked a couple weeks ago about my terrible luck and we talked about the casino and the slot machine, whatever. I have another example to share with you guys about how bad my luck is.
Oh, no,
So every so often I have like the Jackpocket app on my phone where you can play
which
like lottery.
Yeah.
And so like every once in a while, if I think about it, I'll play like a pick four or like a cash for life or whatever. Just every so often I'll play it.
I already know how the story's going to go and I'm already pissed.
What do you think's going to happen?
You didn't play the number that you always play and it came out.
Well,
you missed an opportunity to get us out of this fucking hellhole. to get us out of this hellhole of a place, Shannon.
I'm warming up a little bit. So I was with, on 4th of July, I was with my aunt and we were stopping at a store to buy booze for the barbecue. And she plays, her and my uncle, she and my uncle play all the time. And so when we went in there, she was like, oh, we played pick four last night. And I don't even know what numbers came up. So she asked the clerk and he says, the numbers that came up are 6982. Yes, that is my birthday. Wow. 6982. And those are the numbers that every so often I will play. And I would have never known that because why would I ever check it? Why would she check it on a day that I wasn't playing it just to rub it in my face? And now it's never going to come out again. Like, when's the next time those same numbers are going to come out?
I think there's a website where you can check and it lets you know like how many times a year that number comes out or like roughly, but damn.
It's such a
even
bummer.
If you played box, you would have got it. You know what I mean?
And anything, that's like, I always play box combo every time, but this was it was straight. 6982. Oh, exactly my birthday.
How much do you win straight for a dollar?
I can't even
look
it up.
I think it's 5 grand.
Oh, okay. That's not too bad. It's not like a life-changing box, amount of money.
If you would have did a dollar, I don't know. Wow.
Damn.
If it were like millions, I would just like end it all.
Yeah, we just fucking just,
just like, I give up.
Start drinking, banging our heads on the floor.
All right, we will.
Yeah, we will.
Okay, and here's my second thing. I don't know if you guys have seen this already, but there is a new... Do you have something, Arrington? Are you
fan? Yeah, for a dollar, it's 5K.
Okay, no big deal.
Okay.
No big deal. It would be cool, because then I wouldn't be negative all the time.
I know.
But it's not life changing.
5K is great, though. Yeah. 5K is a... Oof, nice. Pay this bill, pay that bill, nice dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little prize for yourself, little sandals.
I could use a pair of sandals.
She's always getting sandals.
Oh, yeah. Spring for the Crocs that time. Oh, yeah.
Please, fans, never send me Crocs. Oh, did you say you got packages? Did you open them on
Facebook? I did. Okay. Amazing. Amazing packages. Thank you guys so much. They sent me the Lord of the Rings cards that I always wanted.
Oh,
we
fun.
Do everything wrong here. We do lottery, scratchies, I collect Pokemon cards. Like, it's just the things that you shouldn't be doing, all the vices. We're going to do Coke in like 2 minutes. It's all the good stuff.
That was a couple months ago.
Big shout out, Sakamiko. Shout out to whoever got me those packages. You guys are awesome. I fucking love them. And check out Fig Talk. I opened them and we went through the whole thing.
What's the laugh?
I heard my character.
Miss Patricia was on this show. I don't know why you're throwing our friend Zach under the bus.
Oh, that's, I'm sorry about that.
Zach was on the episode earlier.
Yeah, Zach, he guided me. He used to be too part of,
First half of the episode. Okay, so there is a new reality show. The problem is it's not in English, so it makes the whole thing hard to follow. However, when I saw it pop up on Netflix, I wrote it down. I was like, I have to watch some of it to bring up on the show.
Okay.
And so in Spanish, it's called Falso Amor. And while that seems like it would translate to fake love, they're calling it deep fake love.
Oh.
And so this is like a combination. I don't know if you guys have ever watched Temptation Island, but Temptation Island is like couples that have been together for like a long period of time, and they're at a point where it's like we should either like get married or break up forever.
Yeah, they did that. They did another show like that.
Temptation Island.
No, it was another one where I forgot what it was called. Love something. It was on Netflix or something, and it was like that. Do we get married or whatever? Whatever.
The ultimatum.
The ultimatum. Yeah.
So this is more like salacious. Okay. Temptation Island, and so
what does that word mean? Do me a favor and Google that word, Mike.
Bring up your like heightened emotions about it.
Okay.
And so they split up like the men in one house, the women in another house, and then they bring a whole bunch of singles and they test them to like tempt their like significant other. And then once a week they bring them around a bonfire and it's like, here's a video of what your significant other is doing in the other house.
And then, I remember this.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so like if one of them is kind of like kissing someone, the other one's being good, then they'll be like, oh, fuck this. Now I'm going to be bad, whatever. Oh, so that's Temptation Island.
Okay.
In this deep fake love, what happens is they split the people up. They've been together for various amounts of time. And then they show them videos, but the videos can be real or deep faked. I knew Harry was going to love
it. So they just completely decide whether they're going to fuck someone's emotions.
Oh, yes. And
that's some Spanish shit.
That's the game. Yeah. The game is, though, as they watch them, they'll be like, is this one real? Is this one fake? Is this one real? This one fake? Whoa. And then as a couple at the end of the season, whoever gets the most correct wins 100,000 euros or whatever. But as you're watching it, like your emotions are heightened. And if you're watching what appears to be your boyfriend or girlfriend, like fucking somebody, like how can you really you know, put your like inspection goggles on to figure out if it's real or not.
That's not her. Yeah, wow.
So I
sounds good. Can we get a little clip? Can we get like a little prom? A little like
I don't know if it's gonna be in English, like for the listeners to like. Oh, so
I'll translate my
as
best.
As you look that up, here's the thing. You know, like how Squid Games. It was, if you watch it dubbed, it was like hilarious and
yes.
It's not like serious anymore.
Yes.
And then instead now you have to watch it with subtitles, but it kind of takes away from the experience, I feel like. So I started watching this dubbed and it's hilarious because it's like super white people over these like super hot like Hispanic people. And then when you watch it with the subtitles.
Hi, my name's Ronaldo. I am a painter.
It's
and
exactly
I love my
that.
Wife.
But then when you do that and you watch with the subtitles, it's kind of like, I can't remember who's coupled with, it gets very confusing. It's hard to follow. Oh but the whole concept
I have a clip.
Is amazing. Okay.
Oh God, I can't wait.
My hair's crazy. Oh, can I see it? Can I watch it? Yeah, it's not in English. I wonder if they're going to show the AI part. Y se empieza a comer la boca en plan como si
sensual así un poco y tal. It's a little bit sensual.
He's saying he doesn't believe it. Oh no, this is it the end? I hope not. Not that I can understand.
Spoiler alert!
Not that I can understand the words.
Mi corazón! You broke it!
I wish you can find like one of the deep fakes because it seems like what they do is they're doing it is they're using like actors and actresses to put the face over.
Yeah.
So like, let's say, I don't know. It's a whole, I would say watch it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a lot to
get
explain.
They get like a body double that's similar and then they could throw the face on. Yeah.
But they also, they set them up. Like they're like, oh, let's play this game where you have to like lick this something off their face. So it puts them in the perfect position for them to fake it. It's a diabolical.
How did this pop up in your algorithm?
Because I watch garbage reality television. And I normally hate things that are in like different languages because it takes me out of it. But I was like, this I have to watch.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just want to see how it ends. So the finale hasn't aired yet. It airs on the 17th. But give
I'm gonna
it a
watch
shot.
Episode okay. one tonight in Spanish.
It's hard to follow.
It okay. ends with all of the people who did not actually cheat revealing.
Yes.
But I did with other people I did.
Yeah,
how it is.
It's great.
Oh my Lord.
Because it does like even if they don't know if it's real or not and they think they watched a video with their other person making out with someone, now they're throwing their whole relationship down the drain because they're like, well, I'm going to do what I want here. And if it was never real to begin with, they tanked their whole relationship for no reason. It's
they
great.
They all look like influencers though.
They're,
like, everyone there is like, I'm like, okay, all right.
And I think... I mean, I guess obviously, but the people that they hire to be the singles, I'm pretty sure that they're like, do everything you can to make them fuck up in their relationship. Because based on how they're acting, it seems. But they're all like drop dead gorgeous. Everyone there is beautiful. So who wouldn't, you know?
Yeah. I'm going to check this out.
No, trailers, right? There's no trailer.
Yeah, I have the trailer.
Okay. I just want you to see like one of the deep fake portions.
I want to just hear the Spanish announcer guy. I always love.
So there
the Spanish
isn't really
announcer.
An announcer.
Oh, there isn't.
Which makes it hard. It's not done in a great way, but it's a good concept, and I can't wait for them to bring it to the USA.
Falso amor. I think those are two dudes.
Yes, one gay couple.
Imagine that's the deepfake. Ay, es un maricón. No, mami, por favor, it wasn't me.
Yeah, I guess this isn't.
Damn.
Oh, see, yeah, they're showing it, how they're using actors and actresses and covering their faces. I'm sorry for the non-Spanish speaking listeners.
Oh, shit!
So they're like putting it over the face of the actor. But they also like fake their voices and saying things. Like they'll be like, oh, my relationship is garbage and it's not real what they're saying.
Wow.
It's great.
Oh, damn, they show them plugging each other too?
Look at how beautiful they all are, though. They're so hot. It's great.
I might watch this one alone.
Check that out. Okay.
This might be one I watch by myself. Yeah, babe, I'm watching The Witcher. Yeah, go to sleep. Right.
Also, I feel like it's hard for couples to watch shows like that because it's always going to end in a fight.
Yeah.
Because, like, you're taking one side, she's taking another, and then you just fight each other over it.
Yeah. Hey, guys, we're going to take a moment to talk about $60 kilos. That's right. The unattainable number that no one in the world of Kratom was ever able to accomplish until Yo Kratom came along.
For years, entrepreneurs, scientists, academics all tried to solve the $60 kilo problem, and YoKratom.com figured it out, and now thanks to their sheer brilliance, you can get a kilo of Kratom for just $60.
How did they solve the legendary $60 kilo problem? Will anyone else ever solve the $60 Yo Kratom kilo problem?
A spoiler alert, no. Yeah. But you can find out on season 3 of Yo Kratom. That's right, it's Yo Kratom's third year of being a loyal sponsor on The Thing Is.
Hell yeah. So let's go, everyone go to YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Let's now, where were we? Yeah.
Okay, that's it. So everyone watch that if you're a fan of reality television, which I feel like a lot of people are, because like my Vanderpump Rules binge, a lot of people that I figured no one who watches the show watches that.
Yeah.
And I got a lot of people that reached out to me about it. Oh, so nice. There's a lot of reality TV people here. Okay, that's it. Those are my two things. Felicia, last time you were on the show was episode 284, which is in last year. So if you guys want to go back and check it out to hear her other stories, do that because they are crazy stories. Mm-hmm. And just as a refresher for the listeners, the bad date story you told last time was in 2020, a pandemic Tinder date. You went to a Chinese restaurant that had a bar. He showed up drunk. You guys hung out in a playground. When you didn't want to hook up with him, he unmatched you.
Yeah.
So that's the bad date story you told last time. Do you have another bad date story?
I do. And this one, you know, I didn't want to think about it too much because it does make me sad to think about. Uh-huh. But because I really liked the guy, you know. But he took me on a second date. But we had already been hooking up a lot and spending a lot of time together. I was already attached to him. Months had gone by before, you know, since our first date. And he was telling me how much he loved me and is so into me. And I was like, well, you don't really take me on dates, you know? And he's like, fine, I'll take you on a date. So he took me on a date. And he was rude the entire date. Like,
to you?
Yes, to me. Bad mood, bad manners. I mean, so from the jump, we go into the place. And we go to sit down at the table. And he goes to, you know, pull my chair out for me. But he was like, telling me how to do it. He was like, no, not yet, don't do this. And I made a joke and I was like, what are you trying to teach me, how to, you know, sit in a chair?
Mansplaining to you how to sit.
And he goes, well, sometimes some people need to be taught how to be a lady. And I was like, whoa, what is
and
this?
And I'm like, enjoy your meal, have a good night, thank you, bye.
Yeah,
I wish, right? I wish I was that stable of a person, that mature. But
is his name Mr. Gray?
I don't get that.
This is like 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Was he like sadomasochist? Was he that kind of guy? Like,
being like a dom?
Probably.
Think what
it,
I want.
Hey, it could have been that, and I was just taking it way too literal, yeah. You know?
But no sign of this prior to.
No, no. So I was like, did I do something? I asked him, did I do something to offend you? And he was just like, no, you know? And then it was very tense, and it was became clear to me that he just did not want to be taking me on dates. He just wanted to keep hooking up and hanging out. He didn't want to do this part of it. And actually, on that date, we were trying to talk. I felt so uncomfortable, just so unwelcome and weird. I dressed up for it, too. Mm. Like, I really did it up big. And so then he asked me a question. I wish I could remember, but I can't remember what he asked me. And I didn't know. It was some kind of like, hey, do you know anything about this particular soda or something like that? Very simple. And I said, no, I don't. And then when the waitress came over, he asked her. And so he started engaging her in conversation right in front of me. And she was like, oh, I don't know that information. And like they were, he was like, it was very weird and flirtatious. And I felt, it just felt horrible. And then she actually came back later and she was like, oh, I asked around in the back and here's the answer. And now they're having a conversation. And he just lit up when he was talking to her. And I was like, what in the hell is going on? So I wish I could make that funny.
No, it's
funny. I am not.
I'm upset. It's an upsetting story.
Also, like as like a somebody in the service industry, I will say like at least like as a female, if I am ever, I'm a bartender, and so like if there's ever a couple at the bar, I almost will never address the guy.
Right.
I always speak to the girl just so that there is never any sort of issue. She doesn't think there's any flirting. I speak to her, ignore him, and that's like the best way to do it. For her to actually like feed into it is crazy. Do you know if they ever like hung out afterwards?
No, I don't think so. She didn't really. I think she was just like trying, I don't know, going for that tip probably. But she didn't do anything. I don't think she did anything overly. It was him. It was all him. So, yeah. I'm not emotionally removed from it enough to this is I'm but just treating this part like my therapy.
You said it was sad. You said you really liked the guy.
I liked him so much.
But this was the second date?
Because we had been hanging out.
The second, like, official date.
Outside. Okay, yeah.
I was bonded. I mean, it had been months.
I gotcha.
First date
gotcha,
was great.
Gotcha.
First date was amazing. And then when he was like, I feel the same way about you, I was like, well, you don't really take me on a date. And that's why he did it. So, yeah.
It's also weird. I don't know. I just don't know if, like, guys, like, begrudgingly taking a girl on a date. I feel like if like, he's not, like, into her really, then he just won't bother spending the money. He'll just be like, oh, I'll just move on to the next person.
Yeah.
It's weird for him to just be there and, like, gritting his teeth the whole time.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
No, I think you're right. Don't some guys, though, try to act mean on purpose, like, to get a girl?
They were already banging.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, that's really strange.
Who knows,
I think you hit it on the nail. He just didn't want to take you out. He wanted to be home.
Yeah, you know. Real lazy.
Did you ever talk to him again?
Oh, yeah. I had a whole relationship with him. I make bad choices, Shannon. That's why my stories are so insane.
I always ask you questions giving you the benefit of the doubt. Yeah. I'm like, and that was it, right?
Yeah. No, it happened. I was really in love with him. So
how much longer did it last?
Like a year and a half, I believe.
And were there ever any more dates?
Oh, for sure. Dates?
Yeah.
Yeah, a couple.
And was he a shitty?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. I wish I had more. I'm in therapy, so I can't. I'm sorting it out. I'll have more answers for you.
What actually broke up the relationship?
Oh, you know, it just got that kind of thing got worse and worse.
Ah.
Yeah. He needs to have a daughter, like you said, so that he can
have some compassion and be nice. That guy stinks. Did he pay for the bill?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's something.
It doesn't make up for being a prick, but still, you know, for being mean and disrespectful. But
oh, and when the date was over, I was like in a bad mood, and I'm like, yeah, I, you know, didn't really like how you treated. And he was just like, yeah, whatever, and left. And as he's on his way out the door, he goes, and thanks for dressing up. I did dress up. I spent money on my outfit for like hundreds of dollars, more than a couple hundred dollars. I was wearing a lot of hundreds of dollars worth of clothes.
You were just wearing dollar bills.
And he just wanted to make me feel like I am not impressed with that.
Was he wearing? Was he dressed up?
Yeah, but you know, it wasn't, you know, yeah, he was.
Did he always, does he always dress up like that?
Why are you raising your eyebrows?
Does this particular person just always have that type of attire on?
Yeah.
Ding, we figured it out.
Listen, I didn't want to start off with a downer, but that was my most recent. These other stories that I have are fucking bangers, okay?
Well, you know, it takes two to tango, right?
Exactly.
I feel it takes two to tango, and you know, unfortunately, you kind of allowed it, and it's,
you know,
I think that it comes down to communication, and, you know.
Every time it happens after that, I deserve it, so.
Not that you deserve it.
Yeah, no, you don't deserve it. You're in a situation. I mean, how are you going to get out of it? You know,
I am reprocessing the whole story right now, though.
Yeah.
I'm running it all back through my mind.
Yeah.
I mean, it sucks because that's not like that. You're not like two, like, people in your, like, early 20s. Like, you're two grown adults, and that's, like, ridiculous behavior, I feel like, for a guy.
Both of us, yeah.
But I'm going to take your
side.
But
you know what? If the person... you know, is kind of in a certain field. That field just has a lot of people who are, you know, kind of strange, you know, and been through ups and downs in their lives. And it's just like that behavior is kind of normal.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're all kind of crazy.
Date a construction worker.
Never date a fucking construction worker or anyone in the union.
I like a construction worker.
Yeah. She's like, wait a minute. Encantando Island. I want to go back over there.
I can't wait for everyone to watch this. I know Harrington's going to binge through the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
By the way, I didn't tell you about it before, Harrington, because I was praying that nobody else talked about this on a show before today because I was dying to bring it up and I didn't want to mention it to anybody else. I'm so excited. No one's heard of it. Okay. We're going to move over to our next segment. But before we do that, Harrington, I'm going to ask you to do me a favor because my vape is dying. My brick is in my bag, which is next door. Could you just grab it for me, please? Hey there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal.
Want to get high, really super duper legally high?
Well, then now's the time to go to YoDelta.com where you can stock up on high quality lab tested Delta 8. Have you tried it, Fitz?
I actually have. The Delta 8 is good stuff. I had their jelly rings. It was like a mango flavor. So tasty, and I'm a lightweight. I took one and I was on another level.
So if you're over the age of 21 and living in the majority of states where this is legal, go to YoDelta.com and stock up on Delta 8.
What is Delta 8, you ask? It's found in hemp, and it can be legally shipped to various states, and it gets you high, baby.
At YoDelta.com, you can find a mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs.
I can tell you that Delta 8 works, okay, and that these products should be taken responsibly.
So once more, that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the GAS Digital Network. And if you use promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off. Once more, that's promo code GAS, G-A-S, for 25% off. YoDelta, home of the Delta 8 that will get you super high.
That's right. Now, where were we?
And then we're going to go over to bad things.
Bad things with you.
This is Bad Things, part of the show we talk about fight stories, physical altercations. Last time on the show, again, episode 284, if you guys want to go back and listen, there were two stories that you told. The first one was a musician hookup, broken leg, jumping out a window. And the other one was a pocket dial, cheater, lie detector, and then threw a steel thermos at your head. Those are your true stories.
Wow. Oh, my God.
And by the way, the second...
That was a good date. You know, let's go back to the nice date that you had.
By the way, the second story that she told, which is crazy, the one with the lie detector, was an afterthought for the same segment. So I am very excited to hear your new story.
This is the fight story, right? This is the fight. Oh, man. All right. Yeah. I'm going to need to delegate part of this story to whoever can do a... thick Jersey accent.
You got it right there.
I am very bad at accents. All right, this is amazing. You're gonna love this. I was in Orlando. This was years ago after one of my breakups, and I took a solo trip. I was like, I'm gonna mark off a bucket list item, and I am going to swim with dolphins.
Yeah.
Oh, I swam with dolphins.
Yeah. SeaWorld?
It was a SeaWorld. Yes, I applied for a job and they hired me. And then let
you got what it takes, kid. You want to swim with the fucking dolphins, huh?
Started a new career.
Go ahead.
So there's this place called Dolphin Cove down there, and it's all inclusive. Okay?
That's where we went in Jamaica.
In Jamaica?
You went there? Yes. Oh, my God. Was it great?
It was
great. Yeah, I think it is. They have like multiple ones, but also like I don't like to endorse it because I don't like what they do, but I also had a great time. I loved it.
Yeah, it's like while you're doing it, you get the sense that you shouldn't be doing it.
Yes. Yeah, like these are enslaved poor mammals, but this is a great time.
He has a barcode on his fin, but I'm having a blast.
He's crying tears.
They're so intelligent that as you're stroking them, you're like, this has to be harassment, some kind of like assault that I'm doing because this thing is...
You just see the eye, the side eye looking at you.
They do that.
Oh, creepy. Oh, God. Oh, creepy.
So then you know that the whole park has this... Jamaican music playing cover songs. Exactly.
Yeah, great. Welcome to Orlando.
If your character is a Jamaican, that'll be way better for me.
I got Jamaican and Jersey down. Anything that starts with a J, I can do it pretty well.
The whole setting is relaxed. It's like they're recreating some type of paradise. There's palm trees everywhere. There's straw huts with snacks.
Oh, nice.
It's like what?
Pretzels and slavery. Fun. Enslaved animals and sea salt pretzels.
It breaks my heart. Should we donate money to Saving Sea Creatures? Something?
Yeah, first we gotta get money. First we gotta get money.
I gotta start playing that number again.
Yeah, maybe we get the money, then we could hit up the dolphins. Oh my God.
I do all the, you're there from like 10 to 6, right? You do all the activities. You have an itinerary. So it's not necessarily relaxing, but it's very adventurous. So I swim with dolphins. I swim with sharks. They put the thing on my head and take me down 15 feet and I touch sea cucumbers.
I didn't do any of this.
What?
I did. Wait, where did you just, is it, this was Jamaica?
No, this was in Orlando.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's way, okay. Oh, it's probably better there.
Were they Jamaican guys or were they?
Oh, no, Jamaican music. I don't think so.
Okay.
I didn't see any Jamaican guys.
Jamaican theme, no Jamaicans.
Right. But it's so then I did, you know, you snorkel with rays and schools of fish, and it's just, you know, it's fantastic. So there's an hour left before they close, and this is where I go, you know what, I'm exhausted. I'm going to pull up one of these beach chairs. There's a beach and there's dolphins like back. You're like 30 feet from dolphins. I'm like, I'm going to soak all this in and actually relax. Get in the moment here. And I start lounging on one of these chairs. I'm soaking in the sun. The Jamaican music is playing. There's a breeze. And I hear some people behind me in a cabana start getting louder as they are exchanging words that I can't make out. Because there's a tree line between us. And then it gets louder and louder. And this is where, should I write it down, the sentence that happened in this thick Jersey accent?
Whisper it to him,
whisper it
to you. I will say, by the way, that in Jamaica, all that we did was swim with the dolphins. We didn't get to do all the stingrays. But we did see birds. We saw birds there, bunnies.
Was there like a bird enclosure, or was it just happened to be?
I'm so sorry.
No, I wasn't there this year.
This whole time, I'm like, I can't remember Harrington swimming with the dolphin. I just put you there in my mind.
That was the manatee?
No, I would never say that. Okay, we're back.
So picture me just lounging with my eyes closed, keeping, you know, a faint eye on this situation, and then this pipes up.
You're going to call my son an asshole? Huh? You're going to call my son an asshole? After you know I had nothing to do with raising him, huh? I want another pina colada. I don't even know this fucking kid.
It sounds like my ex-boyfriend's mother.
Wait, he said, I had nothing to do with raising him. My son.
Yes.
I had nothing to do with raising him.
Yes.
Okay, we're in Orlando. Okay. That kind of makes sense. You know, this place sounds like a piece of shit. So this sounds like that would be said. You're going to fucking call my son. You call me an asshole.
All right, guys, really quick. I have to, of course, mention Mango. Think Man-Go. They help men get hard and go hard.
That's right. Mango has a new innovative compound that will level up your bedroom game. Well, compared to other things, you know, this compound's awesome.
They combine three FDA-approved ingredients, tadalafil and sildenafil, the active ingredients in Cialis or Viagra, oxytocin, a.k.a. the love hormone, and L-arginine to increase blood flow to achieve optimum performance.
That's right. Easy, super rapid dissolving tablets. Hits the bloodstream super quick. I took one of these bad boys with its sweet mango flavor, and I was bricked up.
They're individually packaged for on the go. And they're 100%, everything is 100% online. There's a free doctor visit. You don't have to actually talk to anybody. You can just do everything online. You don't have to go to the pharmacy to pick anything up. You don't have to talk to a human being. You fill out the thingamajiggies online and you're good to go.
That's it. You go to mangorx.com and use promo code GAS15. And our listeners receive 15% off their first order. That's promo code GAS15 for 15% off your first order.
Do that, guys. Let us know how it goes.
Please do. I have one, and I'm going to take it tonight.
But please, after you leave here.
Yep.
Let's get back into the show.
What happens
next? That's also
next?
The migration. It's like Brooklyn, Staten Island, New Jersey, Florida. So they're in their final resting place.
I wanted to go to Epcot. Instead, we're fucking Jamaica Cove. With my gay son. Wait, what did this kid do?
I mean, that's the question, right? What did he do to be called an asshole by some other adult who isn't his parent?
Oh, no.
And also now this guy went through his life without a father. And so for him to grow up as an asshole is understandable.
But you're all assholes, unfortunately. You know, I think you're the cool one there. You're like, I wanted an experience. You know, I'm alone. I'm enjoying myself. I have my book. And these fucking people, what happened next?
Well, it's like you realize that you're not, you can't ever get away from it.
Yeah.
You can't ever really go on vacation.
No way.
Because Italians are an invasive species.
100%.
What happened
you have
after
trauma.
That? Yeah, people start like looking behind in the tree line. I'm just like, God, I I'm never going to forget this. I'm never going to forget this. And then, you know, they bring two managers over and split these people apart. And the manager, I heard one of them, and he's just like, so tell me, you know, tell me what's going on. Like, to talk them, like they're bartenders or something. The guy goes, I don't know, I got a hotel with the, I got to spend a hotel with this guy. I fuck these people. Fuck these people. I don't like these people.
Oh my God.
And then they start yelling again at each other, like, give me my car keys. You got my car keys. It's my car, you know. And so that was really the end of it. But I just thought that that was comedy gold right there. In that setting, for that to take place is hilarious.
Yeah, that's horrible. That's Orlando.
And also this being like, you said, an hour before closing. So they were probably drinking all day as they're going through this. And this is like the culmination of that.
Oh my God, I wish I was a fly on a wall though. You know? So I don't know. Did I say it 100% right? It's, you're calling my son an asshole? No, you're calling me an asshole.
No, you're going to call my son.
You're going to call my son an asshole.
An asshole.
And you know that I had nothing to do with raising him. What the fuck were these people drinking? What kind of shit goes down in Pirate Cove? That should be a reality TV show, Pirate Cove. That is horrible. Poor kid. You can call me an asshole, and I didn't raise him. So guy, what'd you do?
Guy took it like a personal insult. Like, yeah. He's not mine.
That's
not really.
Poor kid. That poor fucking kid.
Were you ever able to like lay your eyes on them? Or
Total like jersey, right? The brown cargo shorts.
Yeah.
Flip-flops. Wife beaters.
Yeah. Hair, wife beaters, chain.
Chains.
All of it.
Nice.
Sounds nice. All of it. I'm on board.
Sounds like my tribe. Sounds like our tribe. That's awesome. We got to go there. We got to go there and just try to like enchant, like get that. We got to like bring that in, that energy.
That should be one of the shows. They
or
put
reenact
on there.
It. Yeah, for sure. Oh, I didn't even raise him. It's not even my kid. It's horrible. Horrible story.
No, it's a great story though.
Did you do, did you like after that, like what was dinner like after that? Like, did you do anything after?
Oh, I went back to my Airbnb and was, you know, where I had my Latina racist host who was racist toward white women. You can just tell when that happens.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that was not fun. So the whole thing was tense, you know. The whole day was tense.
That's the thing about Airbnb. You take that one little risk.
You take a lot
of
risks.
Of the little cameras in the bathroom. You know, racist Latino hosts, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, but the host was like on premises?
Oh, yeah, because I just rented a private room. I didn't rent the whole thing.
What a nightmare.
Yeah.
Nightmare.
Well, sometimes it's pretty good, but yeah, this one, you know how you can put in the description of the Airbnb what your rules are, and she was like, kitchen's available, and then I went into the kitchen and grabbed the paper towel, and she was sitting at the table there. She goes, so you just walk into people's kitchens? And I'm like, what? She's like, you just walk into people's kitchens? And I'm like, oh, there must be a misunderstanding you have that I can do that. She's like, well, usually people ask.
You just like knock on the wall
before you walk in. Yeah, they do not usually ask. So
Orlando, that's Orlando.
Orlando's having trouble.
That's Orlando.
Did you leave a bad review?
For sure. She left a bad review for me, you know, because that's how that goes.
What could it have said?
Oh, she didn't respect the boundaries of the house. You know, she did this. She used things like a paper towel? All right. But then you have to go in, and I actually had to call Airbnb about this. I was an Airbnb host for 7 years, so I know what it's like. It's like, this is just one of those people, you know?
Because like I can only imagine the nightmares that as an Airbnb host you encounter. So to have somebody that is doing something so innocent as just walking into
you're looking for a problem.
That's crazy.
Yeah, some people just they get into hosting Airbnb because they really need money because they're in bad situations and they're not doing well, and then they really do transfer that energy onto their guests. It's not good.
I went to, I think it was in Philadelphia. I went there to see a concert, my favorite musician, Amos Lee. And it was actually Becky, who used to work here at Gas Digital. And because I don't know, my type of music that I like, no one else ever likes. So when I want to go to a concert, I have to really either like bribe a friend or like try to find somebody that will just like tolerate it. And so I found out that Becky actually also liked Amos Lee. So it's like, and we weren't like very close at all, but I was like, oh, this is perfect. So we took a train to Philadelphia and then we rented a room on an Airbnb, which I've never done before or since, just so we can see the concert. So we go there, we check into the room, Oh, God. I mean, it's going to be impossible to find this on my Instagram. It does exist, but I don't expect you to find it, Harrington. But in the room, it's just like also, it was like in the woods in Pennsylvania or something. So the bugs are just like bugs everywhere. But on the wall, I feel like no one's going to believe me. I'm going to post this after this episode. I'm going to find it. But on the wall, there was like a kind of like a mantle. And inside the mantle was what looked like a blonde woman's ponytail. It was like a scrunchie or like a rubber band, and then blonde hair. What? I guess it could be like a small horse or something, but it was just on the wall. Like it would be like inside that fireplace there.
You took a photo of it?
I have a photo of it, yes. I don't even know like how many years ago it was to find it.
Taxidermied,
just ponytail,
back of a head.
Like the back of a horse or like a goat or something.
You have it, Eric?
No, I know when it was. It's just you have so many Instagram posts. Yeah. It's hard to get back to.
But maybe like by the end, or if not, I'll post it afterwards. But and I posted it as soon as it happened because I was like, and plus me and Becky both blondes, so I posted. Yeah, I was like, if we go missing, if we go missing, this is where it was. But it was fine. And there were other people, I think, also staying in the house. But we, like, got back so late and left so early. It was no big deal. But that's, like, that's like what horror movies are made out of.
That's very creepy and inappropriate.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
I don't even know what would that... Even if it was a horse's tail, that's also terrifying.
Yeah.
Just ripped a horse's tail off.
I got to see it. You got to show me. It has to be something.
I can't... I'm trying to think of how many years ago it is to, like, make it easier to go... I mean, and, like, you're going to see, like, pictures of me with, like, Amos Lee and, like, crew and stuff in that same period of time, but it's also years and years and years ago. Maybe 4 or 5 years ago. But before the end of the episode, maybe we'll get to it.
Can I ask you a question? So you were a host for 7 years.
Yeah.
What's like did you ever have someone that was like horrible and you had to like give them a bad rating immediately?
Absolutely not. In 7 years, I only had two problem people, and they weren't bad at all. One was just like a secret alcoholic. She stayed there. She was a student and she stayed there for about 3 months. She was from China. And I could just tell that she had a drinking problem. I couldn't really figure it out until she left. And then I found, like, she had a bin where she would, I guess, puke in her room. She would drink that much. But certain things would happen. Like,
did it smell?
No, it didn't smell at all. Like, she was really good at hiding it. So that's someone who already has developed a pretty severe problem. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't that much of a problem. And she stayed out of everybody's way. And, you know, one time she would maybe leave the house and the door would be left open. She didn't shut the door all the way. So it's kind of sort of small problems like that, but nothing horrendous, nothing at all.
Wow. Did you see, I don't know where this article was, but somebody posted, you know, a clickbait article that they found in their Airbnb closet, like a bag with like a fetus in it or something. But it's not what happened. They just like put this as a clickbait title. And it turns out it was just like a plastic bag and it was like red and like clumpy shit in it. What it turned out was that it was like vomit, but like from red wine vomit. Mm-hmm. And so like they did the right thing, which was to like contain it, but they could have also like disposed of it after instead of putting it in the closet. Yeah. I don't know if you can like, I don't want you to look up 1,000 more things, but they're like, it's just like exactly what we think of, like a clear plastic bag with like red shit in
it. Unless there's a cleaning fee, then you can leave it, you know.
But you can just like also just...
That's a joke.
Hey, pay the fee.
But you can just like put it in a tray, unless she maybe forgot the next morning that she did that.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to move over to our final segment, which is scary things. This is Scary Things, the first show we talk about weird, creepy, unexplainable, possibly paranormal experiences. Last time you were on the show, episode 284, again, the story that you talked about had to do with a guy you were hooking up with in Kansas, trampoline UFO. Do you have another? I'm so excited to hear your story.
I actually do. This is my first and only what I believe is a real paranormal experience. I know.
Here we go.
I have no explanation for this. And I have a witness. This is at another Airbnb, by the way.
I want to know where it is after so I can maybe go there.
It's in Buffalo. Okay. So this is a Rust Belt ghost.
Oh, what?
Rust Belt.
What is that?
Buffalo
mean?
Is in the Rust Belt.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's a geographer. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
I thought this was a rusty belt buckle. No, I thought this was a specific type of ghost. I was like, whoa, what does that mean?
Yeah, it just floats around under flannel sheets instead of white ones. Yeah. Well, it was me and this guy I was seeing, and we had the place for 3 nights. And it was one of those places where you show up and you're like, oh, this host lives here full time. You know, their groceries are in the thing, which is fine. The place wasn't dirty, but that was a little disappointing. Small space. One of the only notes that he left for us was that the bathroom light is on a motion sensor. So it'll just go on and off by itself. Okay, cool. Everything's fine. First night. I'm in a place in my life at this point where I have to listen to white noise when I sleep through headphones, thick headphones, because the guy I'm with is very loud with his snoring. So I'm in a dead sleep, and I hear the front door slam hard. And I can wake up, and I can see the front door from the bed I'm in. So it was like my eyes were open, and I get up immediately, sit up in the bed immediately, and look at the front door. And I take the headphone off, and I go, hello? And the bathroom motion light comes on, which I can see, you know, the light of. And of course, when that happens, you have to just keep sitting there listening.
Yeah.
And I'm listening for like 20 solid seconds. The guy, he's asleep. He's got earbuds in. So I don't know. But this thing was so loud, it came in over the white noise. And I'm like, after 20 seconds, motion light goes off. So I say, hello? Again, nothing. So I get out of the bed and creep around the corner where the bathroom is. I see there's nobody there. And I'm like, and then I go, and I look behind the couch. It's a really small space. Nobody could be high. I open closet doors. I'm like, nobody's here. Nobody's in the shower. And then I open the front door. Nobody's in the hall. It's only a 4-unit building. And I slam the door shut to see, was this in my mind or is this the noise I heard? And it was the exact noise that I heard. And then I was like, what could have just did the host just swing by and grab something? This was at 2 a.m. and I'm thinking he came by to grab something real quick that he forgot and then just accidentally slammed the door when he left. That's what I kind of chalked
trying
it
to
up
be logical. Yeah, yeah.
To be. Okay. And I don't really, you know, I'm like, whatever. I'm not finding anything. I'm up for maybe another hour. Nothing. Nothing.
Did you never wake up the guy?
I didn't.
That would be the first thing I'd be like, get up.
I'd be like, get the fuck up. Door just slammed. I'd wake him up.
Yeah. He was like a, you know, he had an anger problem. So you can't really, I'm safer with the intruder.
Safer with the fucking rust belt ghost.
Then waking this motherfucker up. I'm
so
sorry.
So happy you're in therapy.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Okay, night number 2.
Did you ever tell him about what happened?
No, okay. I did not tell him. And night number 2, I just chalked up like, I don't know what the fuck that was. Okay. So.
And did you check in the bathroom like everything?
Everything. And the place is so tiny. It's like a buffalo, you know, small. Yeah.
Okay.
One of those type of buildings.
Did you deadbolt the door then at that point or something?
Oh, yeah, it was locked when I went to open it.
Wow, okay.
To check to see if it was the same sound.
I do understand, let's cut you off, that like sometimes when something startles you awake, it's easy to like explain it away that it's like, oh, it could have still been like part of a dream or something, but the light turning on, maybe not.
Well, I did that too. Yeah. I said maybe it was in my head.
Yeah.
Because how could it possibly penetrate? I've got thick headphones on with white noise blaring into my ears.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
And why would the light go?
Then over the next day, I noticed that the bathroom light goes on and off randomly. Mm. Okay? And then I'm like, oh, it's got something wrong with it. Or it's very sensitive and picks up on everything. There's a window there. So maybe it's picking up on cars, car lights that are coming down the street or something like that, right? So night number 2, we order a pizza, and the empty pizza box is on the kitchen counter, and he's like outside going for a walk or something, and I'm in the living room, and the kitchen is around the corner, so I can't see into the kitchen, and I start hearing the pizza box moving, and I'm like, was that? And then, you know, it happens again, and I'm like, what the fuck, is there a mouse? And I go in, nothing's been moved, and on top of the pizza box, there's a 2 liter of soda. So not only is the pizza box not moving, it can't even be opened. And I'm like, what the heck? No, something's going on here. Like, this is, I'm not crazy. I didn't just imagine that noise. I don't see, you know, we haven't seen any mice. It's a clean place. It's not like that. It could have been a mouse, but like, how's a mouse going to move a bike? You know, it was clearly the sound of it like opening.
It was a Rust Belt mouse.
It's the Rust Belt mouse. Okay. At that point, I actually checked to see what is making the bathroom light go off. Cause I'm like, you know what? Maybe there's something. And the window is blacked out. Oh. So it's not picking up on anything from the street.
Maybe like a bug maybe.
Yeah, could have been a bug. Didn't think of that. I didn't see any bugs. And sometimes I would also hear like what sounded like people, but I was like, well, that's nothing because it's a 4-unit building. I could be from the other apartments. Mm-hmm. Okay. Third night, I come in from a walk, and the guy I'm with.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
Still now, didn't mention anything to the guy.
I haven't mentioned anything to him. Because it's like, how do you,
right?
You know? So third night, I come in, and he goes, oh, you're here. And I went, yeah. And he goes, I thought you came in earlier because I heard the door shut. Mm. And when you came in earlier, when I thought you came in earlier and the door slammed, I started singing because I thought I'd make you laugh. So I was in here singing and I came out and nobody was here. And that's when I told him what I experienced. And he was like, oh, okay, maybe the place is haunted.
And I doesn't care.
Yeah. And I go, how are you sure it was the door? And he goes, I think. He goes, it was that convincing that I really thought that you had just walked in. So I go to the front door and I go, was it? And I open it, shut it, and I go, is this what you heard? And he goes, louder. So we did it until it was as loud. He goes, it was that loud. And then that's when I exchanged my story with him. And he was like, yeah, there's definitely something going on.
Okay. So when you say it's a 4-unit property, what exactly, like, are there other doors that are entrances that maybe you're hearing those doors slamming?
We did think of that, but when we did our experiment, he kept saying do it harder because it was louder than that.
I see.
That's when we decided it couldn't have been the other doors. Now there was a door, like there was a hall, there was like a long hall, so there was another front door across the hall. And so there were only 2 apartments upstairs. So just us and the other front door. And we both decided, like, there's no way it could have been the other front door. Because in order for that front door to make that loud of a sound as this, like, being it with the distance, it just didn't make any sense. Because you'd have that muffled effect from the wall, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't know, man. I think something was going on there. I really do.
While you were there, did you ever hear the other doors close?
Yeah, actually we did. We did. And so they weren't, yeah, it was like, it was not like that. It was like, this was like immediate in your vicinity noise, mm-hmm. you know? And yeah, man, it was, we did discuss it at length and we were like, there's just no way that it could be the other person's door, you know? And they also weren't home. Like, because it was like, I don't know if there were 2 Airbnbs going or whatever, but first one's at 1 in the morning. Second one, you know, they come back later after this has happened. So we're like, okay, they weren't even here, you know? Like, we had tried to logic it out.
And then how much longer after this conversation did you stay there?
So that was our last. That was our last night there. Yeah, I know. I know.
Did he notice anything with the lights? Did he say to you like, "Oh, the lights went on too"? Or
he didn't. But I told. I think I mentioned to him. This was like maybe a year or 2 years ago. So I mentioned to him about the lights. And I was like, have you noticed? And he's like, yeah, whatever. He didn't really, you know. Mm-hmm. And I didn't either because I was like, whatever, it's picking up. But then when I went to investigate, I'm like, it's not picking up anything from outside. So, but yeah, that timing of that light when I'm like, hello. And because it was like I sat up quickly immediately after I heard it. It was like one of those like someone's here. Mm-hmm. This is I'm wide awake right now. And then light comes on and I'm like. Someone's in here. Like, what? But
did you, I'm sure the answer is no, because you would have said it, but did you look up afterwards if maybe other people have had a similar experience there?
I did not. I, man, see, that's where I was boring because I was like, I should write that host and ask him. But
yeah.
Who knows?
Because maybe, I'm sure, like, there are so many, like, there's so much of, like, haunted tourism happening right now that they may like that and be like, oh, we're just going to advertise this as a haunted Airbnb now.
That's such a great idea. See, I would not have stayed there just because I don't know what I believe, but, like, I've never experienced anything that I was like, okay, this is too weird. Like, I'm hearing the rustling of the pizza. It's clearly the pizza box. So it would have to be like, all right, there's a glitch in the light. I'm hearing some kind of neighbor door that's slamming so loud it sounds like ours. And there's a mouse. Like it would have to be those three things combined, which I guess aren't that crazy, but I don't know. It was.
Do you think it could have been like the weight of the like soda pressing into the pizza box and making noise?
No, because it was already closed, right? And there wasn't an indentation in the box either.
It was just kind of like
on it. I'm a very good detective.
Yeah.
I feel like when it comes to that stuff. And because I was just like, what is... There was also like an empty grape bag, you know, that you get the plastic grapes bags that come... That are at the grocery store.
That one like this, but it's sitting. You can wash the grapes in it.
Yeah, with the holes in it. Also sitting on a pizza. And I'm like, all of our stuff is exactly where we left.
A lot of things on this pizza box. Like, you guys didn't care about the fucking pizza getting squished at all.
Also, a lot of food.
Empty. Yeah, you're like, we put our clothes on the pizza box.
You're also feeding the mice.
these mice.
Pizza, soda.
It was empty. The pizza box was empty.
Oh, okay.
So it was. This was all just kind of trash.
Just kind of compacting your trash.
But the 2 liter was like halfway filled.
Can you please? How long ago was this?
This was this was like last September.
Okay, so that's not too long ago. Like, if you could reach out to him and be like,
"I will."
I had, or don't suggest the things. Just be like, "Has anybody else said that they have experienced something weird here?" And see if he gives you the same things that you had.
Okay,
I would love to hear that.
That's a great idea.
And then,
I will.
And then we can go there and just set up cameras.
Then we gotta set up cameras. Just set up cameras. Just stay up all night and wait.
Well, we both decided that it wasn't some kind of evil presence. You know, we were like, well, and we feel like it's just like a guy, like a Joe Plumber guy. Yeah. His energy.
Hey, pizza over here? I guess not. All right. Put these grapes in the fridge. I don't want no grapes. Pizza? All right. I got to take a shit. The light went on.
And so, like, you weren't, like, terrified at any point. Just curious. No.
I was very alert when that door slam happened. And then when he told me that he experienced that, I was like, okay, we got to figure this out. But that was the most alert I had been. And then, it was more so just like, what is going on? Like, okay, I have a case to crack.
Yeah.
I didn't feel scared or anything like that. Like nothing, I didn't feel anything touching me or anything like that.
It also seemed like he didn't care. I can imagine if, like, Fakes with this chick in a place and she said this and you said that, he would be gone. You would see, like, a Fakes-shaped hole in the wall.
We gotta get, like the Kool-Aid man? Fig man. Yeah, no, definitely not. I'd be like, what? I would have stayed up all night. I wouldn't have been able to rest until I cracked the code.
I think that we did think about setting up cameras. We were like, we have so many cameras between us. Why won't we do this? But we just, you know, laziness, I guess. It wasn't that exciting.
Yeah.
But it was enough to where I was like, I think there's something to that. And I think that may have been my first actual paranormal experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exciting. I like it. And yeah. I'm excited if you like really reach out to the owner, I would really like to hear it.
Oh yeah, I will.
And then I would totally stay there. Oh, that's exciting.
There was, and just I missed probably one part. Was there a unit on top of you? No.
No.
Okay.
We were just second floor, that's it.
Oh, okay. So okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Creepy. Hey guys, we're gonna take a moment to talk about our favorite sponsor, Arthur Cantina Wine and Liquor.
Not only are these guys our pals here at the show and neighbors to Figs, they're known nationwide for their amazing collection of amazing whiskey, wine, and spirits. Spooky.
Oh, spooky, don't haunt me. Located in the heart of the Bronx, Little Italy, for over 19 years, Arthur Cantina has provided an amazing selection of products, friendly service, and knowledgeable to local Bronxite and customers all over the USA.
That wasn't English. We need subtitles like the show.
Encanto Island.
By the way, the reason why we can never make it through these ad reads is because of Arthur Cantina. Thank you guys.
Thank you guys so much. I'm hammered off the delicious Michter's, Angel's Envy, so many exclusive bottles of whiskeys and wines. You can only imagine.
They offer next-day shipping by simply going to their website at arthurcantina.com or calling 718-295-9119.
Yes, and use the promo code FIGS, whether it's online or FYRS.
No, five.
Five. Five YRS, 5 years. We're talking about Shani or FIGS. Either one, you get a 10% off discount your entire order. Sales items excluded.
Support small businesses, guys. They're known for their Italian wine and liquor selection, but they specialize in rare whiskeys too, which you said, bourbon, scotch, and Japanese, and they got all the hard to find ones, all the big boys. By the way, I love that it says they got all the hard to find ones
and all the big boys. Yeah. I think they redid this. This is in Google, so they redid this. I love it. Here, they gave me a bottle. Yum, delicious. So once again, order online, arthurcantina.com, or visit their store at 2380 Arthur Ave, Bronx, New York. If you guys go there, hit me up and I'll meet you there and we'll sign autographs and we'll all take a shot.
Arthur Cantina Wine and Liquor, guys. Go follow them on Instagram at Arthur Cantina Wine. Let's get back to the show. I don't think we got to ask you this last time you were on the show, but since we have a few minutes left, and you said you weren't sure what you believed, but if you had to like put your money on it, what do you think happens when we die?
Oh, boy. Oh, man, that's a heavy question. I listen to a lot of podcasts about this kind of thing, actually. I do think about this. I think that there is a transfer. There's obviously, I think there's some kind of transfer of energy, right? Because we're all balls of energy. So when the physical body dies, the energy, energy can't be created, right, or destroyed. So it transfers somewhere. So I think that the energy transfers it.
But what about the consciousness?
The consciousness probably the brain, right, is the tool for tapping into that, I think, although Sam Harris says that is not the case. He says the consciousness is like all over the body and everything. So maybe not. But if you lose your physical body, what tool do you have? What's left to even be the vessel for consciousness, you know?
That's the like scary part of it, I think, is that like if consciousness doesn't transfer in some way, then it's basically not real. It's just a construct of like your physical body. And that means that like none of this doesn't even matter. It's just like an amalgamation of cells. And this is just all garbage compiled amongst all of our lives. And none of this even means anything.
Or we are each individual vessels. You know that saying, like, we're the universe observing itself? Mm-hmm. It's like that, where it's like, okay, you take away the vessel, there's still the consciousness. It's like swirling around
that would
us
be nice.
Through other things.
I
you
like
know?
That.
Yeah.
That's a nice way to... The whole thing, you were giving me a panic attack. You're like, it means nothing, nothing, nothing. And then you just, and I was like, oh my God. But I like that though, where it's like, you know, yeah, okay. If you can't go into a, you know, you're the universe observer. I like that. I like that.
So that would have to be like the soul then.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, possibly. Like what? So in the Indian culture believes in that, right? Reincarnation, I guess. So that would be reincarnation. I don't know if I believe in that, but I mean, I don't know. That's a tough one. So the question is, if I had to put my money on it, what would I say happens? If I had to put my money on it, I would say the soul probably gets recycled into another body. That's going to be my where my money goes.
I like it. It's just I feel like personally, I like to be creative about it and choose the thing that like I want to be. But it's like when you deal with like the passing of someone close to you, and then I think it's how you deal with that shows what you really believe. And like that like happened recently, and I was just, I don't know, as much as I want to believe in things, like I was never like, oh, this person's with me, or I've never felt anything like that. And it was really just like a thing of like, oh, like none of this even matters. It's just like over and done with. But it's like, I don't want to believe that. And if someone asked me, I wouldn't say that's what I believe. But like when faced with it, that's the first thing that comes to my mind.
When my grandmother died, my mom said that she rode to work with her every day for 2 weeks. And I was like, what? I've never heard my mom say anything like that. And she just said it so matter-of-factly. And I'm like, that's got to be like your coping mechanism, though. I mean, that didn't really happen. You know, I mean, you're maybe. Yeah. But so you're saying you want there to be like a
I want there to be something else.
Yeah.
Just so it's like there's meaning or something. Right. I want that. And that's why like Figs and I disagree on this, but that's why it's like I love to hear people's ghost stories, because to me that's evidence that there's something else after this. And if there is not something else after this, then this doesn't even matter.
Right. If there's something else after this and you're stuck in Buffalo, man,
that's sad. But he could be just like, it could be like a waiting period.
Oh,
you know,
right.
Where it's like he's just like figuring things out and like what happened before, where am I now, what happens next, just like in the figuring it out stage. And then he'll move on to something else.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that idea.
Yeah.
The purgatory.
Yeah. But it could be like this to them, mm-hmm. you know, because maybe like, you know, time doesn't really exist the same way. And that's like when they say, like when we see people that are like dressed in Victorian garb and whatever as ghosts, by we, I mean like the royal we. It's not that they're like necessarily being tortured for hundreds of years. They're just like, for them, it's a second while they're figuring it out. Because then it's like, you know, people that are like stuck in their shit, like now, like there's no like enlightenment or anything, and they have to figure it out beforehand. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Has anyone ever asked you let's say someone asks you, what is the best evidence that ghosts exist? Is it out there? Like the most debated clip? The top number one.
So this is like, I feel like this has come up before, but what could you ever see in a video clip that you would think was real? I mean, like we can create literally, look at the AI reality show. These people and they're like significant others and they can't tell if it's real or not.
Yeah.
How could we ever tell if it was real or fake?
But there's like, is no there way. Something that hundreds of people like can attest to, like, yes, like that place is this isn't some ghost hunters shit.
Yes, not hundreds, but there is, like, if you look up the Enfield haunting, which is in the UK somewhere, mm-hmm. but this is something, it's a whole thing, but like Ed and Lorraine Warren, which is like the two like ghost investigators, mm-hmm. and they're what The Conjuring is based on, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So they went to go and help out with this house called the Enfield house, mm-hmm. and it's a whole long story. Like, we'll have to look it up.
Okay.
We're at the end of the episode. But there were cops that afterwards, like, went to investigate. And they all, like, went on record to say crazy shit that was unexplainable happened in the house.
Okay.
I feel like, just, like, off the top of my head, that would be something. But for me personally, there's nothing I could see or anybody could tell me that would ever, like, really make me believe. It would have to be something that I feel and experience myself. Like, okay. I feel like that's how it would be with most people. Like with your story, you hadn't had anything prior to that was paranormal. But that is, like, makes you question it a little bit.
Yeah, there's clearly an energy going on. If you can't explain it some other logical way, there's clearly an energy going on. Like, if the pizza box isn't moving, but there's an audible sound that I can hear, that's not in my head. You know, mm-hmm. I don't have schizophrenia or whatever makes you audibly hallucinate. There's definitely a transfer of energy that happens. So I don't think this is it. I don't think it's like you die, that's it. There's no soul. I think there is a transfer of energy.
Schizophrenia is always a thing, though, which we did convince Troy Bond that he was schizophrenic. I feel like I convinced him in that episode. But that's always a thing to fall back on is, like, who knows if it's, like, the electromagnetic frequencies in an area that is making you think that you're perceiving something that you're not perceiving.
Yep.
There's no way to know until it's too late.
Right. Mm-hmm. Science is always coming out with, you know, new discoveries. So maybe we'll figure it out.
There was a documentary, which I can't think, I think it was on Amazon Prime, and it was older, and I think it's been debunked, but they did do a bunch of, I'll have to look it up, but they did a bunch of different tests where, you know, like the thing of like when people say they have near-death experiences, and then they say that they were able to like view the area from their place, so they researched that, they researched the thing of like being able to tell that somebody is looking at you, you know, before you look around, like what that, like there are a whole bunch of like all these like weird paranormally things that they researched it. And apparently they proved it in the positive. I don't know that I believe it because you don't really need to do anything to have a special on Amazon Prime. But but I do feel like there will get, there will be a point where a science can like prove these like unprovable things.
Oh, yeah. We're things are happening every day they're coming out with, you know, and new theories and stuff. And like what happens, the mainstream, everybody who's an, a mainstream intellectualist is like, well, that's not the narrative. That's not the current narrative. So we can't talk about that. That's hush hush. But I mean, yeah, I think there's, I think this definitely isn't it. There's clearly a lot more that has happened and is happening that we just don't know. We can't explain.
And I feel like with the creation of like the quantum computers, which I feel like didn't they just recently, there was one that was created, I don't know, no one is moving their heads in the room, so maybe not, but I feel like I I saw it,
what were you watching
in a headlines. I see things in headlines. I feel
watching
like
watching Ant-Man Quantum Mania. Quantum computers, that's a Black Mirror episode
basically. Yes, yeah. It is.
So you mean like an artificial like generated computer?
It's just
kind
of it like a you know how it's like if you put our phone versus like the first calculator ever, and it's like that's magic, whatever's happening. And so that would be like what our computers are now versus this quantum computer.
So yeah, there is a new light structure technique that could solve some of quantum computing's biggest challenges.
I think that's it. I think that's what I saw. And so it's like if this thing, which could like solve what maybe takes a regular computer
to the next level.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then maybe that is closer to like solving these things just for us, maybe.
I think, yeah, that ChatGPT stuff, like we're seeing a little like taste of it. The whole algorithm thing, the whole idea that computers could see our thoughts is what's kind of creepy.
So the big thing is they broke Bohr's law. So the Google's quantum computer, their newest one is 241 million times more powerful than the one that they made beforehand. And Bohr's law is that like every, I think it's 5 years or 10 years, computer power will double. This went 241 million. Instead of two, it went 241 million. So yeah, they're big.
You know, people jump off that building often. The Google building. I work right next to it, and they're fucking stressed, those guys. And yeah.
They know something we don't know.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, we've reached the end of
Well, good night, everybody.
I hate that we ended on such a bummer.
Enjoy.
Oh, let's ask the Magic 8-Ball something.
Yes, let's do it.
Why don't you tell us a question, Felicia?
Was that Airbnb haunted?
Okay, let's see. Yeah. Was the Airbnb haunted?
Did you shake it?
Oh, well, I flipped it.
Oh, you just flipped it?
Wait, I'm going to take a picture of it just so I can show like evidence that I'm telling the truth. Hold on. It says without a doubt.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew it.
I didn't mean to jump and ask a question. Go ahead, please somebody.
I'm blanking. I'm so horrible under pressure. Did that Jersey family ever sort it out?
There you go. That's a great one.
Better not tell you now.
Yeah, you're going to find out next time you go to Disney.
I am also going to email Dolphin Cove and see how that turned out.
Because you have a lot of homework to do.
Yes.
I have one. Should I continue to play the same numbers on the lottery? Hold on, it's upside down. It is decidedly so.
Nice.
Okay.
A dollar won't hurt. A little buck a day.
I want more than $5,000, though. I want, like, so much of it.
I know.
I want life-changing money. Please. Okay, we're going to wrap. We're going to do a quick round of plugs, and we'll get out of here. Felicia, what would you like to plug?
I would like to plug that if you live in the Austin area, I run a comedy showcase there in Cedar Park at the Dig Pub. It's amazing. Killer lineups every week. Please go to my social media, my Linktree, which is Linktree/AFeliciaWorld. Hit me up on social media. Come to the show in Austin.
Thanks. Hell yeah. go to @ComicMikeFigs on everything. Thank you guys for supporting the YouTube page. Keep subscribing. If you're in the city, go to my Instagram page. I'll be at the comic strip in the stand. Come on by. Say what's up.
Yep. Follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982. Wherever you listen to the show, you can also watch it live for free every single Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern at gasdigital.com/live. That's absolutely free. The best way to support the show is to go to gasdigital.com, use promo code TTI. You'll get a 1-week free trial, which gives you access to every single episode of this show we've ever done, including Felicia's first episode, 284, which you have to listen to the lie detector story. You have to.
I saw it. It was with Zach, you and Zach.
Yes, it's Zach. Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's got to be a killer
great
episode.
Episode.
It's hilarious.
Yes, please listen to that. And also, each one of our new subscribers are counting towards our, what was it, 50? What is the number we're going to, Harrington? 50?
Sure.
50 new subscribers?
Yeah, no, that was the number we were always going for.
Okay. Whatever the number was we were going for. Was it 100? It was 100?
I feel like you said 100.
Okay, so it's 100. We are...
I thought we were cutting it in half and just rolling with it.
No, I'm not on purpose doing it, no. But I did check and we have 25... ish like new subscribers.
Nice.
I did check with that, like, because I get monthly statements. So if you want us to go on our next ghost hunt, we just need 75 new subscribers. But it doesn't really take, all you have to do is go to gasdigital.com, use promo code TTI, and just hold on to a little bit. And then once we reach our 100 new subscribers, we are going to book our ghost hunt, and maybe we'll go to that Airbnb.
Oh man, you
in
should.
The Rust Belt, maybe.
Yeah.
Go to merchengine.com for t-shirts, hoodies, and mugs. If you listen on iTunes, YouTube, wherever else you listen, make sure to rate, review, leave a comment, tell a friend, subscribe. Every little bit of interaction helps the show to grow, and we love you guys so much that comment and have conversations on there. We appreciate all the support. And if you have your own story to submit for bad dates, bad things, or scary things, send it into thethingispodcast@gmail.com. That's it. We'll be back next week. Thank you so much for being on the week.
Thanks for having me
on the episode. We'll be back next week. Bye, guys.